It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos, in for Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. One of the reasons accused war criminal Radovan Karadzic was able to live freely in Serbia for so long was a brilliant disguise. Another reason, he still has a loyal political following. Those who consider Karadzic a hero will be out in force today in Serbia's capital, Belgrade, to protest his arrest and likely extradition to The Hague. The extradition is thought to be days, if not hours, away. At the United Nations Tribunal at The Hague, he'll face charges of genocide for acts during the Bosnian War, including one massacre that left 8,000 Muslim men and boys dead. Dejan Anastasiovic is an investigative journalist with the Belgrade news weekly Vrema, and he's a contributor to Time magazine. He joins us from Belgrade. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, today's rally was called by the ultra-nationalist Serbian Radical Party. How many people do you think will come out to this rally?
Well, it is hard to tell, but probably about 10 to 20,000, and this is at least what the Serbian Radical Party officials said. They are also busing people from all over Serbia, so it will be a relatively sizable crowd.
Now, I gather there's some tension there and some concern that the protests could turn violent.
Yes, there is quite a lot of concern about that. There were smaller protests over the last week after the arrest of Radovan Karadzic in Belgrade, and they were, as a rule, quite violent. These were a small number of people protested, but these people were mostly football hooligans or bullies, and journalists were attacked, shop windows have been broken, and the Radical Party does have a history of using political violence against its opponents. And on top of that, Serbian Radical Party officials have already issued threats against Serbia's President Boris Tadic and other government officials for alleged treason.
What about those threats? How serious are concerns for the safety of Serbia's president?
Serbian president is being protected by essentially military security detail, very professional people, commandos. And he also has, of course, counterintelligence protection. So I think he is reasonably safe. The fear really is that the Radical Party will try to incite as much violence during the protests today in order to provoke the government to maybe overreact and then claim that democracy in Serbia is in danger or even create conditions for some sort of a coup.
Now, Radovan Karadzic's lawyer is fighting to delay his extradition. What's his argument?
Well, he's trying to use the technicalities because there is not much maneuvering space that he has. The procedure for cases like this can only last between 1 and 2 weeks, and it cannot be prolonged more than this. So he's using various techniques. For example, he deliberately delayed filing an appeal until the last moment. That appeal has not even arrived by post. Some people say that he hasn't actually appealed at all. But Karadzic will be in The Hague, if not today, probably by the end of this week.
There is another major war crime suspect still at large, the Bosnian Serb commander, Ratko Mladic. Following the arrest of Karadzic last week, there was speculation that Mladic would soon be arrested as well. So what is the latest on that?
Mladic, who is allegedly hiding somewhere in Serbia and has been hiding since the year 2000, is still a big problem for Serbia. So far, the Serbian officials have been promising that they will do their best to find him, but they were dragging their feet. Now the new government, which was only installed earlier this month, seems to be determined to really catch all the indicted war criminals who are still in the Serbian soil and deliver him to The Hague. However, the whole focus is now on Karadzic and his transfer to The Hague.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Dejan Anastasiovic is an investigative journalist with the Serbian magazine Vrema.